Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Clipper Podcast, to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191 A Manchester Avenue, right there in the heart of the Grove, between the demo and the ready room. Hey, check it out this Saturday, April 16th is Record Store Day. Come on down and check out what they got going on. Doors open at 7. First 25 people are in line get an exclusive bag of goodies. And then over at the demo right next door at 11 a.m., live music from Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, 18 and Counting, Adult Fur, Old Soul, and Old Souls Revival. So come check all that out. And lots of great exclusive vinyl. Go to recordstoreday.com to see some of the stuff that they are releasing this year. And then if you need any more information, feel free to check out their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This your boy Fat Beats from Soundtrap, and you listen to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, in Utopia Studios, hanging out with the guys of Soundtrap. Welcome to the show, guys.
Yes.
What's up? Hey. Hello.
Thank you.
I guess so. We'll go ahead and get this out of the way, but you guys want to all say hi and introduce yourself and I guess your instrument you play?
I'm Jordan McAllister, and I barely play the bass.
I'm Ronnie Voigt, and I try to sing.
I'm Isaac Stair, and I kill it on the lead guitar.
I'm Fat Beats on the drums.
Yep.
You didn't use the voice you were supposed to use. Fat Beats.
I failed.
God, soda too, and that.
Oh man.
But I was excited about this. I'm gonna, I still am to come to hang out with you guys, and you got a lot going on. So I figured it's a good time to sit down, talk, and get to know you guys a little better and plug some dates and all this fun stuff. So, I guess let's start with a little background of the band. How long have we been this lineup of the band?
This particular group has been together about a year, and before that, it's been kind of ever changing. I guess I'm the only original guy that still hangs with it, but. Been going for about 10 years, and in this particular group, we hope to keep this one going forever.
Yeah. So this will be you guys are in studio finishing up an EP, and this is all your first time recording together, or
right?
Yep. Yeah,
very cool. So,
well, not Ronnie and I.
You did the last
album.
Yeah. Okay.
And, this group is. 2016, we wanted to kind of introduce a new sound, so we've got a few new songs that are
totally different vibe.
Yeah. The other album referring to is Windshields and Rear Views, and that's available through your Spotify and Reverb Nation and stuff. You can people can get that out there for free right now, right?
Yep. Right. And we also, if you want to do the old school way of buying a CD, we still got those.
Yeah.
Tangible freaking Soundtrap property.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So let's. I guess we'll go into what the new stuff here. So you guys, you've been playing together for about a year, and now we're getting in the studio, getting ready for some. Some new stuff, and I was just up, in the jam room there, and you guys cranked out three of them for me, and sounded real good, guys. I was digging it.
If you said anything else, we'd really
yeah.
We got you cornered, man.
All right.
Yeah.
I think I can take Steve.
Well, Steve will keep you busy. Until you say, hey, Coca-Cola.
Who's Steve?
It's over.
Yeah, I'll start with the biggest guy in the room.
Yeah.
I was really digging it. You definitely got a little more like southern rock kind of thing.
I tried to go with the bluesy southern rock vibe.
It all came together. Jordan, he's got a different style of bass playing, more of a jazzy, and Isaac has always had kind of a southern rock lead guitarist feel. So we all just kind of let it go, and then that's kind of what came together. So
yeah. So do we have we're still waiting, but do we have an expected release at all or anything?
Well, the way the calendar kind of worked out, it seemed like we're trying to do one big show a month.
Yeah.
And June was the only time we really didn't have anything. So
yeah, but look for a release party there, man, somewhere in June.
Yeah.
It'll be hella interesting too.
Right. But before then, you guys are keeping quite busy. Let's get some of these dates out there.
Got the 13th at the Red Room.
Yeah.
With MPE and POD.
You may have heard of those guys.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one. And Gorilla Theory. I'm excited to
check them out. Too. Somebody said something about them the other day. I think it was actually you that, when I seen you at the Skyburn video thing, I was talking about it.
Tommy Crane's a buddy, and I think Trevor Jones is also playing in that band. And I'm excited to see what those guys got. I haven't seen a Gorilla Theory show yet, so
cool.
But yeah, I had PE and POD. They're always a good time.
I love.
I've seen Head PE. They come through here quite often, so I've seen them a bunch of times.
They have a huge crowd.
They have a cult following.
Yeah, I've seen them years and years and years ago.
But yeah,
I haven't seen them in a while, so it'd be cool to open up.
My buddies, X714. And even Hollow Point Heroes, I've done a couple of them as local support, and it's just, so I go down and watch them, and it's fun to especially guys like Head PE and stuff, like people I grew up listening to and stuff.
Same
and
here.
You've seen these guys get to share the stage with them, rock stars for the night, and so it's and I'm excited for you guys. It's gonna be a cool party.
Yep, it is.
Absolutely.
So that's March 13th. Over there at the Ready Room. You guys have tickets in hand, so if anybody wants to grab a ticket to that, they can reach out to their
absolutely. Hit favorite. Up any band member through Facebook or anything. It'd be good to go, for sure.
Taken care of.
Yeah.
So then there's the next one, April 15th.
With Troy. It says
Troy. And,
with another band on the bill, too. Sound Hollow.
Yeah, Sound Hollow.
Yeah.
My old band.
Yeah. Yeah, those are great guys, too. I had them on the show a while back. We had a lot of fun hanging, and
Zach the other night.
Zach was down with us at the Skyburn White Show.
Friday. Yeah, there was a lot of buddies in the house that night, man. That was
a great turnout.
Well, different local bands.
Yeah, members.
There was a bunch.
Something like 12.
Yeah,
members.
Yeah, that was cool to and I think we're definitely getting a lot more of that going on. I mean, I go to a ton of local shows, and it's just great to see, Not just the, we got the, I went to the Fivefold release party, and there were so many people represented, to support those guys. But even, like I said, the Skyburn White video shoot and stuff, everybody's coming out, we're all supporting each other, and it's really great to see that, so many bands are represented in the crowd, let alone the fans and stuff too, but everybody out, supporting each other, and that's what it takes. I think, if we all have each other's back, we're all going to build together.
Sure, absolutely. So
Jordan and I went down to the last Battle for Point Fest, and we ran into guys from Cabo. Mm-hmm. I think the guys from Skyward Y were there.
Yeah, Gabe's a trooper, dude. He's always, he's always
Gabe,
on.
Gabe is the main.
Yeah. I'm a Gabe fan.
You invited Gabe to come join you guys.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He jumped on us. One of the three songs that we did, he jumped on Superhero, which it worked out really well. Him and I's voice really
They do. They sound
matched,
really
well. Matched up.
It's pretty badass.
It was cool.
So it's like he's just kind of harmonies with you on.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I just can't wait till we release this song. It's just really cool how the harmonies and everything just really meshed really well.
Yeah. Any awesome. Any other featured players on it or
no?
Just you guys?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, like I thought that was cool too. You know, speaking of Skyburn White and Gabe, they brought in some guys to play on their record, like Jack from Brook Royal and Matt Benny and Amalong from Fivefold. Mm-hmm. So like it was cool to see like guys that, you know, along with like you know echoing what we were saying about supporting each other, you know, at the shows, but also now we're getting inviting guys to play on each other's projects and stuff, and yeah. Like. You know, I think it's great to kind of cross promote a little bit too. You know, people are like, "Hey, this guy sounds kind of cool. I'm gonna go check out." Yeah, you know, if you haven't know already.
Yeah.
So
that's good. And it was a lot of fun too. He came out. We jumped in the studio and just had a good time. And you know, just all about hanging out with everybody. And
yeah.
It's good.
Where do we record at?
Well, right now we are at. Smith Lee Studios.
Justin's a badass man.
Oh yeah, Justin Fisher is
he's good, dude.
Yeah.
We with Silent Hollow, we recorded there and ended up going back for these three songs, and he just killed it every time. They sound great.
Quick too, yeah. Man. He's on it. He's on it.
Yeah,
he's
nice.
Very meticulous to detail and attention to detail. Killed it every time.
Yeah.
It's like an old man used to tell me, man. He's like crabs. He's right on the ball.
I have a theory, and I haven't been able to fully put it to work yet. But I have a theory. Like if you hang out with an old man long enough, you're gonna write some good country songs. And like because they got these one liners like that, and you're like, that's a hook on a song right there.
You got it all day though.
Yeah,
all day.
Right.
But then you hang out with them about 2 weeks, and you're like, all right, dude, I done heard that.
Yeah, right.
Come up with some new stuff. You got 80 years on me. Come up with some new stuff.
I need to find a new old guy to hang out with.
Yeah. The turnover rate on an old guy friend is just fast. That's funny.
But I know. Just they all have these like sayings and stuff, and it's just like, you know, like, hey man, there's something there. That's a hook of a song or something, you know. So one of these days I'm going to write a bunch of songs. I'm going to write one called On the Ball, and I'm going to dedicate it to you.
Oh, man. That's funny.
I wanted to – I threw it up on Facebook here. I try to do this every week. It's always a good time for me to – to see what happens. I put a picture up of you guys and let the fans submit some questions.
I'm sorry about that. I just got excited and started answering questions. It was fun.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the whole reason. I mean,
up to me to get up there and bust somebody's balls.
You're not the only one. It happens a lot. It's but it's entertaining to see because all your, you know, wise-ass buddies will get on there. It's usually pretty exciting to see what happens. And so if you guys want to answer some of these questions, let's see. First one I got here is Mario asked, does Fat Beats wear briefs or briefs?
Drop them.
It's actually
no, don't drop them. It's the worst idea I've heard all day.
Oh, please don't answer this question. We'll be scarred for life.
You'll have to take my word for it. It's a trick question. Fat Dogs. Beats is 100% commando all the time.
loaded question.
Damn it, Steve. Can you hit me up on Facebook for further info?
Yeah. Charlie asks, what tuning are you guys in, and do you guys use multiple ones or keep it consistent with the same one?
We use, most of our new stuff is in a drop C sharp, then a few of our ballady songs that were in a D sharp, E flat tuning, we just drop it half step. Jordan's giving me a
rubbish. I was going to rank it on your ass.
D-shot. There ain't no D-shot, man.
All right, he's there. Killer. And then some of the really old Soundtrap songs were in standard tuning.
Which I'm getting too old for all that standard
tuning.
Yeah. You got to drop it a little bit. So it's easier.
You got to bring it down a little bit for the vocals. Help me out. It makes it a bit easier, but that's what we usually use.
Very cool. Jeff asks, favorite fast food chain and item?
Let's go ahead. This is going to take a while, I can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. But their steak burrito kills it every time.
What else does it kill?
It kills my restroom later that night.
Well, since Jeff's asking this question and he's down in Columbia, I'll have to set El Rancho at the end of the night.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, man.
About 2 o'clock in the morning.
I had downtown. That last time we were down there. It was bad.
You guys were talking about that.
Steak tacos.
We played a show, it was January, up in or down in Columbia, and Ronnie talked me into some El Rancho, and I can honestly say that was the worst mistake I made that whole weekend. To answer the question, though, I'm gonna have to go with T-Bell.
Taco Bell.
Those late weekend nights,
yeah.
You always got the T-Bell to fall back on.
What's your go-to?
Quesadilla.
Yeah,
can't go wrong with a quesadilla.
Solid choice.
Solid. Fast food, very much, man. Subway is probably about as fast as I can get.
Yeah,
fast food.
Jordan is a food snob.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
You've been thinking, but he's the pickiest guy when it comes to food.
He introduced me to some great corned beef down at we got some
Capitalist Pig.
The Capitalist Pig.
Just
stuff is phenomenal.
Those muffins, jeez.
My God.
Yeah. I had dreams about those. Release.
I'm telling you. Ronnie just went there. He tried to get to bring some muffins, but he just wasn't having it, man.
Place is so good.
Yeah.
Jordan is actually a hell of a cook.
Well, thank you.
I
spent a lot of time doing that.
We went to good old Bowling Green for practice one Monday afternoon and made some of those New York strips.
Strip steaks.
Yeah. Those strip steaks. Had a better steak.
Potatoes. That dude was good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I enjoy cooking quite a bit when I can, whenever I am home. It's not too often these days.
You are on it, man.
Yeah.
You're the busiest local cat out here kicking ass, and we can't thank you enough for it.
Oh, thank you.
Make it happen, man.
I don't know, man. Somebody, I was told, you know, name drop here, but I was hanging out with Devin Allman one night, and I got to recording with him, and he was telling me that he got some great advice one day from a manager, and they were like telling him, you know, he was looking to hit the road doing solo stuff, and they were like, whenever you get going, just don't slow down, because the next person's going to be hungry for it and take over, and you know, so that kind of, you know, resonated with me. Like I've had that mentality since June. I've been doing this on my own, and I've just been we went from one episode a week to 3 episodes whenever I started doing it myself, and like I started I was just like, I'm just gonna hustle, you know.
Yep.
So and it, a lot of things are happening, people are taking notice. It's just really great to see. It's exciting to see how far I can take this show and where it's gonna go. But yeah, I mean ultimately I think it's awesome, like we have this, you know, as something here, and like an If one day ever it stops, like it'll be like a time capsule of what St. Louis music was in 2015, you know, 16 and everything. So hopefully people are discovering a lot of great music around town from the show, and you know if people are listening to this for the first time, go discover some other stuff, you know. So that's why I keep going as much as I have been. So
that's a good thing.
But yeah,
it's good to hear.
But let's see what else we got on here front for you guys. Jeff also asked, is there any pre-show band rituals?
It usually involves a lot of whiskey.
A lot of Jack Daniels.
Whiskey. My God, whiskey.
Yeah.
Some shots.
Speaking of whiskey, we just got Cold Cock whiskey to give us some goodies and get on board with, and try to help us do a couple things, I'd say, you know, in the future. So
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, I know. I know they've been doing a lot to help out. And
yeah, they've really been pushing, helping out bands, and appreciate that.
Yep.
So that's cool. So yeah,
cool stuff.
Cold cock whiskey.
Yep.
Let's Gabe, speaking of him earlier, he writes in a couple questions here. Says, how did Fat Beats get so incredibly good looking?
Oh, this is a good one.
And then, you care to answer that?
Well, I think it had a lot to do with the mailman as a child.
Oh, dang.
Mama! A lot of Taco Bell and whiskey.
Hey, that'll do it.
It's together. It's
Breakfast of Champions. Could Jordan win an arm wrestling match with Ronnie?
Absolutely.
That'd be a tough one.
It wouldn't even be a... Wouldn't be anything. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah.
But it'd be a little bit of both worlds, then you really got her dicked, right? And I'm not.
Gabe also wanted to know, how long can Isaac hold his breath underwater?
Isaac has had a long fear since childhood of water and doesn't really swim, so I try not to hold my breath underwater.
So we should definitely get a bucket to find out.
Yeah, we got to do this. Some sort of challenge. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I went on a float trip once with a bunch of buddies, and my buddy David, he's like, I can't swim and all this stuff, and luckily, we're floating. The river is only like a couple feet deep. It's not like. But we did hit. He got drunk and like you do, and he fell out of the boat, and it happened to be like this like really deep part of the creek or river or whatever you want to call it there, and I had to like teach him how to swim when he's drunk, because I just like keep him going. It's like because. So all really it is in swimming is just breath control, breathing. And the problem is, when you can't swim or you're scared of water or whatever it is, people just panic and they start But anyway, so I'm trying to calm them down, keep them afloat. And, luckily we all made it out alive. So
that's good.
My tactics worked. But, I've been swimming, man, since like, I think I had my first sunburn at like a month old. My dad, I was born like June 19th, and we went out on the Ozarks. My dad had a boat, and we used to always go out there. And I think like I had one of those big pad life jackets with for the headrest kind of thing, and they kind of like threw me in the water at a month old. So
I damn near drowned a few times as a young kid, man. I got saved by my dad and then some stranger one time. Ooh, too good to wear them damn arm floaty things. No, I got this under control. Actually, once was in a hot tub and the other one was in the pool.
I'll sit in the hot tub and drink beer all day.
That's an appetite for destruction too, but that alcohol hits you hard.
Yeah,
it's true.
Been there and done
that a few times. let's see. Jeff also wanted to know what was the... Well, he says Bill Murray, but I believe it's Bill Murray. What's the greatest Bill Murray movie ever made?
That's before my time.
Oh, get out of here.
Seems like Googling. Okay.
Yeah.
Bill Murray. Is that the one?
Yeah, Caddyshack.
That was one.
I've
not seen that one.
Yeah,
you're too
damn. I love Kingpin. That's one of my favorites with Woody Harrelson and Dennis Quaid.
That is a great movie too.
Yeah, that one makes me laugh. So
Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
for sure. I forgot about Ghostbusters.
Yeah. He's been in a ton of Stripes.
That's probably the only one I've seen.
Yeah.
I've not seen any of these movies.
I don't watch
Ghostbusters?
No. Groundhog Day was a good one too, man. But
I've never seen that one. Okay. So I've seen more than I.
What about Space Jam? He was in there.
I have not seen.
Yeah, he was in Space Jam
for a short part. But yeah, I
I tend to watch a lot of movies, though.
Yeah.
I don't TV much.
Yeah.
Man, no Taco Bell and no TV.
Well, I watch. Just, I always watch on the TV, but yeah. Not generally, man. I can't sit still for very long.
Right.
Gotta be sedated.
Zach says he wants Ronnie to ask him something. So, what do you want to ask Zach, Ronnie? Zach.
Zach Blomberg. Yeah. He's decking the nation, Zach.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
What do I want to ask Zach?
Doesn't Cody play bass for them?
Yeah.
That dude's busy as shit.
Yeah. He's
got three, like four bands.
Four bands now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, been there.
I want to know. I want to ask Zach if he still classifies himself as a hippie.
Yeah, we'll have to.
That's it. Kind of an inside joke, but I'm not talking about.
We'll have to make this like a two-part episode. We'll have to have Zach respond in, and then like, yeah, and I think let's see, and Mario also want to know. Does Ronnie get compared to Wayne Static
from
Static X?
I've never heard that. I do got a funny story.
I guess I did too.
Going on to this, and it kind of we're holding auditions for guitars, and as you saw tonight, we had a couple guys.
I think that was a question on there too.
But. Yeah, so I just tied it, just answered another question. But anyway, we had the first guy. His name was Derek. And I had sent him a message on Facebook, and he said, ha, ha, ha. I said, you play guitar, and, you know, if you'd like to try out, that's cool. He said, ha, ha, ha. You know, first off, you say you live in Mexico on your status, and then you've got a picture of the guy from Trapped on your profile picture. He's like, I'm not buying it. And I'm like, well, no, that's actually my picture.
The guy from Trapped. Oh, man.
I was, that's awesome. I was a little thrown in my entry process when I saw your Facebook. I was like, some real person? Or am I being punked right now?
Waiting for that asshole to run around the corner. All right.
But no, never got to Wayne Static.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think it's just the hair. Like
I've got the dude from Papa Roach.
Yeah,
and then I've
heard that.
Jacoby.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those guys put on a hell of an intense show, dude. That's for sure.
Yeah. I think Trapped was like a Firebird not too long ago, a couple months ago, something. Yeah.
He came through.
That's a little bit. What's the place down? Outland Ballroom. Yeah. Not too long ago. Actually, that was last year sometime.
I can't speak for everybody. That is one of my favorite bands of all time. I think they're just super underrated.
I think you're probably one of the only person I've ever heard say that.
That could well be.
That first album was, you know, hit a child, I guess, in my life, but it was just, after that, it was just whoosh.
Yeah.
Their newest CD had a couple really good songs on it, though, from what I heard, but my favorite band's also Limp Bizkit, so my opinion is
we can't take your judgment, you know, into consideration.
There
were some great musicians though.
He
for
did
real.
All for
the yeah.
When we were hanging out at the Sky Burnt White video shoot, that's the one. I think it was the first thing I said to Isaac. We were talking Limp Bizkit back there, me and Steve, and I said, "So, what's your favorite Limp Bizkit album?" And so he was like, "What kind of question is that?"
It's got to be $3 bill, right? Is that not your favorite one? You like the damn chocolate star fingers? That was it for me, man.
Let me give you a quick background. The reason that is a lot of my music influence from the late 90s, early 2000s when I was growing up was from my cousin because he was in high school when all that was real big. In kindergarten, he got me an edited version of the chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water.
Wow.
And since kindergarten, to this day, they were my favorite band.
I'll be dog. I remember when it came. Yeah, that's crazy. I remember when it came out, chocolate starfish. I remember when that came out. The thing that you were in kindergarten whenever that happened was pretty insane.
Yeah.
I'm an old bastard. Whoa. $3 bill, y'all, kills all of them as far as I'm concerned. That's a great album. Saying great's pretty bold. But it's a really damn good album.
Sure.
Sam Rivers a bad man on that bass.
Yes, he is.
I was telling Steve, also my friend Tim went to see him at the pageant a bit ago and got pulled up on stage to join. And I forget what song he sang with him and stuff, but like he's a huge fan and even got Counterfeit on his forearm and stuff. And then they pulled him up and you know he's rocking his red hat and I think he even tossed it in the crowd and because he was so hyped up and everything. And,
oh man, I bet he lost his shit.
Yeah.
How could you not?
I was at that show. I remember that. It was a great show.
They had a good run. I mean, that was like you know that was the sound like for you know early 2000s like that kind of new
Linkin
metal.
Park too, man. Yeah. That was just
man. Those first, well, besides the reanimations of that Hybrid Theory and Meteora, those are great albums.
Killer.
And then they just
killer,
went
killer.
Way left field and I lost them after.
Sure.
Killer. That first one. What was the first? The first
Hybrid
one?
Theory.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and my buddy Bowie used to just burn that up on the back roads, man.
Oh, goodness. I like even some of Chester's other stuff, like Gray Days. He's was another project he did before Linkin Park and stuff. Like the guy's just an incredible vocalist, though. He I read something along, you know, like a little rock and roll trivia thing, like that. Like he was like working at Burger King or something like that whenever they were recording Hybrid Theory or something. Something crazy, you know, or I think it was around that time, but something like that. It's like, to imagine like going from working Burger King to being one of the biggest bands in the country and like, you know, it's just
it's
nuts.
A dream.
Yeah.
That's the dream right there.
Right. But yeah, so what other influences we got here, guys? We got Limp Bizkit represented over here.
Mine's obviously Flea, man. I mean, that's my biggest one, but I listen to a lot of jazz, man. A lot of Marcus Miller, you know, Victor Wooten's a bad man, and a lot of like jazz fusion stuff for me, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of, and underground jam band stuff. I'm Freeze McGee's a big deal for me.
Okay.
Big deal.
What about you, Ron?
Wearing the hat even over there.
Yeah. Who got you wanted to sing?
Oh, man, for me, like 90s stuff, like Def Leppard, big Def Leppard fan. I saw her coming. I give my left arm, or I made a joke with my wife. I was like, I give my arm.
I know where this is going.
Just hoping for the
But you know, I can see the pungus even deeper.
But really, that would be awesome. Just bands that really write hooky stuff. You know, I grew up, my parents playing a lot of like Boston, stuff like that.
Yeah.
ZZ Top.
Yeah, ooh, I got up on that too.
Absolutely.
Stuff like that.
Vocal
influence. I mean, I'm big fan of anybody that's got some pipes that, you know, singer for Shinedown. I mean, he's an amazing vocalist.
Yeah.
They're great live. Great live show.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it for me. I mean, I like anything that's got a good hook to it.
I was the Shinedown. I saw those guys. It was a couple years back. I saw them at the pageant on their acoustic tour.
He talked a lot.
Yeah, but it's still incredible. Like, but so that was like the opener. Will Hogue was like, you know, he's one of my favorites. That was my first time getting to see him, but I was like just blown away. But what was great about that show is I won those tickets from The Point. It was like sold out, and I won. I get a, you know, Facebook message or something from Lux, and she's like, "Hey, you won these tickets," and I'm like, "Awesome!"
I'll cartwheel there to get them.
Yeah, right.
I won tickets to Lou Fest 2 years ago through The Point.
Yeah,
so that was kind of cool.
I remember the day because it was it's my wife's birthday.
Mine was on my birthday.
Yeah,
it was just weird.
So I got a little bit of trouble for ditching her on her birthday to go see Shinedown.
You didn't take her with you?
She didn't want to go.
She asked for it.
Yeah.
She asked for it.
But I did take her to Carrie Underwood the night before. So
you suffered.
You didn't suffer? Carrie Underwood so hot?
Yeah.
No, she can sing her
bass. Yeah.
I'm a big, speaking of Shinedown, that the little acoustic Smith & Myers that
sure.
he does.
Yeah.
Amazing like cover songs they do. I could listen to that guy's voice for days. But
yeah.
I'm a big fan of the Smith & Myers project.
So what about You, Isaac, who got you playing guitar?
Well, my parents really did in the bluegrass, all that deal, playing in church and stuff like that. And then I discovered bands like Guns N' Roses and Crew, and they really got me into the 80s rock stuff and the blues, or bluesy feel of like Slash and stuff like that. But then other bands like recently have been like John Butler and more of that acoustic feel.
He's so good, man.
Oh my word, yeah. he's amazing.
I saw him at the pageant also, and like he did he has a 12 string that he plays.
That yeah, for Oceans.
Yeah. Well, like he's in there jamming. The guys leave the stage and he just like goes on like a 15 minute like instrumental just on this 12 string. I was like, this is amazing. Like, this is so cool. Like, because you just don't see people playing that kind of stuff. You know, it's like, yeah. So, but yeah, it was, if you ever get a chance to check out John Butler Trio, do that. That's, I love that stuff too.
He's on a jam circuit too, I think. Yeah. Like a jam band circuit.
Yeah, he plays, he does a lot of festival stuff around. Yeah. And, yeah, they're out of Australia, I believe. That's awesome. So, they don't make it over here a ton, but yeah. Well, and we there's another show we haven't touched on yet, and that's you guys will be heading back to Point Fest, right?
Yep.
That's yeah, correct.
May 21st.
Deftones.
A couple of people you might have heard of, the Deftones and Chevelle, and
dude, highly suspect though. That's like the highlight.
Yeah,
they're freaking sick.
Yeah, they bring it. They what was that? They were on that,
they were with the Struts.
Yeah, yeah, the Greek Fire show.
Yeah, it was funny watching the Struts try to follow the Highly Suspect because they didn't. They right. couldn't. How do you do that?
Yeah.
They just flat killed that shit, dude.
Grammy winning now.
Whoa, they won?
Or nominated, yeah. I guess.
So they actually won once? I know they're nominated for like Best nominated. Rock Song and Best Rock Album.
Yeah, maybe they're just nominated. I didn't watch the Grammy, so I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either.
So...
I heard that about Rob Zombie though. Did you guys read that about how like he got through security somehow, but he was dressed all raggedy. But dude's worth a ton of money. But he went up and I guess he went up in there and like security thought he was homeless and they tackled his ass.
Damn.
And handcuffed him. I don't know if it's true, man. It was on Facebook, so it's probably not true.
Well,
I'm really excited to see Bring Me the Horizon. I got a kind of a metal fan, but to see them, I've been watching a bunch of YouTube videos and. They're just, it's so different from, you know, what else is going on right now. And, you know, plus taking out Coldplay's table won them a couple points in my book. But, did you see that video?
I've seen that, no.
It was some...
I think it was at the, was it the Grammys?
I don't know if it was the Grammys or it was an award show. And they were doing a live performance for the show. And coming to find out after the singer was saying that, you know, he couldn't hear on stage, but he went out in the crowd and... jumped up on Coldplay's table in the breakdown of one of their songs, and table went over and everything fell off and broke, and he jumped down and went back on stage. And I mean, I was a fan before, but yeah. I'm a really fan because I can't stand Coldplay.
We're probably going to have to get discounted on this room for them playing Nickelback like that.
Yeah.
That's illegal in most counties in this state. You know?
Did you know if you play Nickelback backwards, you're still listening to Nickelback?
You can't change it. You can't change it.
Coheed and Cambria, they'll be there also. The Struts, Flogging Molly, Story of the Year, Sick Puppies, the new reformed Sick Puppies, new lineup.
Yeah, I don't know.
Newly singer.
I was a fan, man. The old singer, I think, went to be with somebody else. Like I read something, I don't even know where it was at.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty big side. It was
totally different.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, so I'm excited. Emma's a lot of fun to watch, though. She's She's pretty good looking.
Yes. Yeah, their bass player.
Yep.
Yeah, she's bad.
She's got
an
army on her page. She has her own army. The man.
Yeah.
We get Jordan to do a Caitlyn Jenner or something. And
oh, dang.
I got a hair going. Oh, I just have to shave the beard.
Man. That's brutal.
Hopefully we got the Point Fest, Road to Point Fest finals. Coming up, what's that, the 23rd of March, I believe, Friday? Is that the right date?
I'm sure a couple of us will be
there. Or 20.
Yeah, 20, we always seem to be there.
25th, I think it is.
Definitely going to, I think it's the one day's show as well.
Yeah.
It's March, April 1st.
Josh, our buddy from One Day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah, Paolo's daughter is in the finals this year again.
Me too.
So they're, I really like watching them play. Hopefully, hopefully they'll do well.
Yeah.
And then right before Point Fest, they'll have the grand finale where all the winners will play, and that's usually probably first weekend.
Yeah,
probably there.
It may.
So you guys got So you guys got one more grand finals before the
grand finals to see who can play the main stage.
Yeah. So, yeah. Those are always
and those are always fun just because you know you already know you're going to Point Fest.
You're going to throw down.
Yeah.
Everybody's there just hanging out, having a good time. It's not sometimes, and I know now it's starting to change a little bit, but before it was like your band went to these battles and like each band like set in their own little corner and like you didn't talk to anybody. Now it's like everybody knows everybody, so they show up, they talk.
It wasn't so bad this year, was it? Like,
no.
Not as bad. It was like everybody started mingling and checking other people's shit out.
But yeah, the grand finale, definitely. Everybody's just hanging out, and they know where they're going, so everybody's just cool. It's a big party. And then, of course, Point Fest, that's always fun as well.
We do love to party.
Yeah. It is, everybody else here has played Point Fest. I've tried for many years. So this is going to be a first for me.
So, Steve, I'm glad we gave you the opportunity.
Well, yeah.
There you go. There you go.
I'll tell the tips.
I'll have to.
Here's your golden ticket.
Have to have them show me the ropes of Point Fest, all the ins and outs.
Yeah.
Surviving the 14-hour day that it is.
Got a horrible sunburn. But then again, I didn't wear my shirt the whole time.
I didn't either. I love it. That was the best feeling sunburn I've probably ever had.
Right. I saw you at like 9 o'clock that morning, and you looked like a lobster by that point.
Dude, I'm so white. Yeah. It's pitiful. I'm easy. I don't retain it either. It's just burnt and then gone.
Last year couldn't really, you know, Isaac and I, we were the only group that, out of all of us, that played it. But we were kind of at a transitional point, and we went to Point Fest knowing that some changes were going to happen, and we were kind of backstage talking to Jordan because we knew Jordan was coming on to Soundtrap, and it was like an exciting moment, but we were, I don't know, it was kind of weird. We wanted to get Point Fest over so we could get on with a new chapter, if that makes sense. So.
Yeah,
that doing that two-band thing, it's fun, man. It's a lot of fun. It is what it is. It's go time.
Yeah.
That's what it is now. It's freaking go time.
Go time.
But it was a good time. We had some good chats. And
yeah.
That was good stuff.
I saw pictures of us hanging backstage. I'm going to have to post those.
I almost gave myself tennis elbow, patting myself on the back for only drinking like 6 beers the whole day and night. Like that was insane.
Yeah, but that's still like
$50. Jack Daniels that day.
It was $60. Yeah.
Hey, those beers will get you every time.
They'll get you every time.
Hopefully they can keep the smell away this year. I went to that Sublime show last year, and they had that blow over from the... Oh, man.
Yeah,
I wonder if it doesn't ruin a lot more stuff than that. You know what I mean? I don't...
There was only that one. I went to 3 or 4 last year. It was only that one. And wind must have just blown that perfect direction, I guess, that night. But
they sifted the right pile of poo. And
the porta potties were
fresh. So, looking ahead here for the rest of 2016, you guys are already off to a great start, gearing up for the new album, Point Fest and POD and all, got some big shows lined up, but what's another goal to, like, you guys are all, I'm sure.
My goal is always to push, try to get on the road and go play some shows. I'm going to be pushing the shit for that, but it'll come when it comes.
Yeah, we got some opportunities, some booking companies that might jump on a on a leg of a tour of a national.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a goal of ours to be able to do that and experience that. The other one is to, you know, we really want to get this this EP done. Want to get a video shot at some point. We've been talking about that too. So just trying to fit all that in.
Yeah, I think the videos are huge, like, because it seems like, I mean, you can get people to share a song around and stuff, but, like, if you have a really nice-looking video, people are, you know, happy to share that around and on, you know, through YouTube and everything, and then it gets a, it's a great, you know, chance to get your music heard along with being seen and, you know, show that you guys are professionals and, you know, everything else and what you guys [S2] Yep. [S1] Can do, and... And also tell a story, you know, like and you can put these songs to life and, you know, create the imagery to go with them and stuff. And it's all really cool to see. I know a lot of guys are out there trying to, you know, keep making these videos and stuff. And you know, MTV is long gone for music videos, but I think
you need to change the name of that thing.
Yeah,
DTV, Drama TV.
Yeah. But I think there's still a market for the video, though. Oh, like,
I agree. Well,
absolutely. And there's so many good
especially with the rise
guys out there doing the videos that right. just make it amazing.
Yeah.
So I've seen some local bands have some high-quality videos.
For sure.
We definitely want to get one of those done.
Don't forget street teams and website, getting a page made up.
Just got a lot of stuff working. It seems like there's not ever enough time in the day to get everything you want to get done.
Sure. Well, and you're, you know, as we're getting older now, we, you know, wives, girlfriends, kids, everything
nope,
else.
No, no kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's only one member of the band that has kids.
Right.
So we are good to go.
Yeah.
Well, that Isaac knows.
And he
ain't going. All right.
He's there.
But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, just, you know, all that adds into it, though. It's, you know, you
that's a lot of variables.
Yeah, you got to think about all the people that are, you look at a band and like, okay, there's the, you know, these four or five guys or whatever it is, and but there's all the people behind them that are also sacrificing to make it all possible and stuff. So, yeah. So we don't forget about the significant others out there that are.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it really is a whole team effort, whether it be wives, girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know, we've got. Well, we've actually got a merch girl that's here sitting with us, and she does a lot of work for us as well, Jenny. And we really
yes.
we really appreciate her and all she does as well. So, but it's just
thanks,
one
guys.
Big just one big shit. Team here, and we call it Soundtrap Nation, and it's just a bunch of people just teaming up and helping us out, and couldn't do without them.
Yeah, all
right.
I do have to say, and not that I've been. You know, in a bunch of bands, but out of the bands I've been in, this I've seen the most support from people around us in this band. You know, we got Isaac's brother, my friend Blake, as Ronnie said, Jenny, Brian, just a couple of people, but it's amazing. I've never seen this much support around a band before.
Oh, well, looky here.
Oh,
Isaac's going to do a selfie. It's a good time, ain't it?
Self-professional.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, so you guys, you have official Facebook page, Soundtrap, and then you have
two P's. There's two P's.
Yeah,
two
P's.
I'm gonna be kicking off a website for them too. They'll have the domain, either soundtrap.com or soundtrapnation.com domain, and they'll also link to a merch page where you can buy any of the merchandise offline anytime you want, ship to the door.
Do you buy it offline or do you buy it online?
Online.
Or do you buy it off of online or do you off and of on the e-commerce line?
Off of the online, you can just click it, ship it to the door, stay up to date on all the albums and the EPs. Everything will be able to get purchased off of that and make it easy for everybody.
Also got the Instagram up and running.
Yes,
finally.
Yes.
Are we on Twitter? Do we have
we
Twitter?
On Twitter.
We, are, we'll we have a Twitter.
Figuring out a way to get everything linked into iTunes too to purchase.
Yeah. Yeah. Instagram is Soundtrap Band, right?
Soundtrap Band.
Yes.
I followed you guys today.
Oh well, thanks, dude.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Got two new followers.
Woo!
My personal one for show, dude.
Be working on some street teams pages for them too, to where on Facebook, people can go on and check out where all the upcoming shows are going to be quickly and stuff. Awesome.
Yeah.
And we need some people for that too, if they want to earn some free merch and tickets and such.
Nice.
We'll hold cool on casting for that.
And some possible Taco Bell.
Only if Fats will share it.
Taco Bell and whiskey.
It's
right?
Hard to get him to share his Taco Bell.
What? We'll throw in a case of Lupa.
He said it's hard for you to share your Taco Bell. That is what he said.
I'm not sharing any with you.
When you were saying offline on whatever, I started thinking that you ever watched that Beavis and Butthead Do America?
I've seen a lot. It's been a while. Man, yes, that's a movie and a half.
There's that line when he's saying like how he says something like, those are whose shed they were often whacking in. And you can't end a sentence in a preposition or something. You know, he's like, whose shed they were whacking off it, what? You know, he's like trying to think of how to say it.
That's
like,
funny.
Movie's a classic, man.
It is. It officially is a classic now, I think, right?
Yeah, speaking of Flea, there's the Roller Coaster of Love Chili Peppers scene.
Still one of the sickest bass lines. Aeroplane too, man. That's a badass bass line. Jeez.
Had Dave Chapman on the other night, and he did a little teaser of an Aeroplane bass line for us, and that was pretty fun.
He's a lot of fun to watch, man.
Yeah, definitely.
I really enjoy that.
He's a wild man.
I enjoy watching that dude.
All right, well, we'll look to close this thing out. So we got, hopefully we'll be debuting a new song on here. So we're thinking Superhero.
And let everybody know we had Gabe on that, like we said earlier, and appreciated him coming out. And it was just a really neat experience, you know, pulling somebody else in that isn't in the band. It's the first time we've ever done that.
Yeah.
And it was really neat experience, and I think everybody's really going to like it.
Cool, I'm going to interrupt for a second, what's so sweet about that, like a couple weeks after that, we actually got to play it live with him in Sullivan. That was freaking sweet, dude.
Yeah.
Pull him up on stage.
Yeah, that was really freaking cool. Really, really, really cool.
Is that, you write all the lyrics, Ronnie?
Yeah. Sometimes it's... we all just kind of sit around and come up with the instruments, all those parts first, and then I throw some lyrics on it, or sometimes I'll just bring an idea and kind of have something semi-structured, but yeah.
So it's a group effort for a lot of that?
The other new songs that we have on the EP, those are all just a big collaboration.
Very cool.
Of everybody's styles, so we're kind of seeing... Soundtrap 2016, kind of this new thing that we've kind of came up with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I was digging the three you guys played for me live, like I said. So I'm excited to hear the studio copies and get you guys out there in front of the crowd and hopefully maybe on the road.
That would be a badass situation.
Pick up copy of Windshield and Rear View.
Yeah, check out the full length. That was a free download right now. You can stream it on Spotify, grab it on Reverb Nation, and anywhere else is it available?
SoundCloud? Is it on there?
I think we still got a SoundCloud.
Yeah. Or get a copy at any of the shows.
Yeah, or it's available at Old Top's Pawn Shop in Bowling Green, too.
Yeah.
If I didn't plug the business, I'd think something was wrong.
Yes. Our second home of Bowling
Green. Yeah, yeah.
Signed copy.
Our official sponsor.
Yeah. I mean, I like that.
All right, guys. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Yeah, we're glad we finally, you know, everybody's schedules... Finally, we nailed this down and got to visit with you. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, this has been awesome. I had a lot of fun. So, get out there, catch Soundtrap coming to a town near you.
Sounds
and
cool.
And here comes Superhero, right? Coming at you right now.
Yeah. Here's Superhero.
Bang.
Hey, man.
podcast, y'all.